All right, welcome back to the final segment of Program 5 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, the host for this final segment of Program 5. And yes, you heard me say what I said, and I said it with emphasis, go to hell, talking about WJXT, because that's where they're taking America. And that's where the general manager of this station is taking America. A couple years ago, I went and protested in a letter some things that I saw in there. I used to do expert air crash testimony for a few television stations there when we had crashes, and I had some issues I wanted to talk to the GM of WJXT and some of the others about, and the man was not in the least bit interested. So, but in the last couple years, my wife has said, you know, this station isn't quite like it used to be, and particularly as they have covered this story, this horrible shooting, tragic shooting, and my heart goes out to the families involved, truly. But they're making it into something it is not. It is a deranged mind that was not properly supervised, and I can tell you as one who is involved with several people with serious mental issues as a volunteer, there's a lot of holes in the cheese in our prison system and in our DCF and these other things that folks who need the help are not getting it. And the mental health issues in this country are one of the biggest things that we have. Believe me, I have been involved as a volunteer deeply in these things. And what happened was not a white terrorist act. WJXT, because of the responsibility of their general manager, is pushing these things. Guess what I found out today? I hadn't paid attention or done my due diligence. I went back and looked up the vice president and general manager WJXT. So, I guess maybe for the shock value of it or the learning value of it, perhaps I'll just have you do the work. Go online and see who the vice president and general manager of WJXT News for Jax, Channel 4 in the Jacksonville market, which is broadcast up here. See who that person is. Read the background of that person. Understand this is the person who controls the nature of the news and the recent turnover at that station and some of the things that are being telegraphed by some of the talent on the air that tell an awful lot of what may be happening behind the scenes. When I retired from the Air Force, and we retired here in 1991, we watched whatever station that was where Jeannie, I can't even remember her name now, well-known gal, and Donna Deegan were on. And there was also, at the time, a really good man named Lee Webb that was on there. And one day, Lee Webb made a talk on the west side to a group of men at a church, and he talked about the bias in the news and how unreliable the news was becoming. That's my paraphrase of what was done. But the net result was he got fired. He got thrown off the air. And not Jeannie or Donna or any of them came to his defense. And at the time, we were going to First Baptist Church downtown, and often the service would start with Jeannie's face up there, great Christian gal, you know, welcoming people to First Baptist. Horse crap. She took no public stand for Lee Webb. Nobody did that I recall. Nobody! Well, he went to work for Pat Robertson, Christian Broadcasting Network, and did well. But at a time when, in the 90s, when this anti-Christian bias was beginning, when the cultural Marxism had finally matured at the beginning of its third generation in America, well, we had no one to oppose it. And I've been doing some research lately in my own library, and I found that the books written in the 90s, like The New Realities by Peter Drucker and some others, knew what was on this nation, that we had changed intractably. And I think what happened in that radio station, which I turned it off, I never watched it again. We went over to Channel 4, and now I see that Channel 4, I understand why the usually trustworthy news on there the last couple years has been absolutely biased. And I lay to the feet of the general manager, as I do of every general manager in the Jacksonville market. Yes, I hold them accountable. And I hope people who in this country are wise enough, who in this sound of my voice here, will understand that if we're supporting those people, we are supporting those who are destroying this country, as is that general manager of WJXT Channel 4 in Jacksonville. May they go to hell. No, I don't want anybody to suffer in hell. But may they figuratively be revealed for who they are and be cast aside. And may a merciful God save their souls. Because I'm going to repeat this with full intention. If you are a Democrat, if you are a black pastor who is a Democrat and are supporting the cause of the Democrat Party, you are that false pastor, that false declarer of supposed truth that's talked about in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and other places. And you are headed to hell. Republicans aren't God's people necessarily. But if you're a Democrat and you support their cause, as this GM of WJXT Channel 4 does, you're not on God's side, and you have hell in your future. Folks, I hope you'll join me next week for Program 6 if I'm still here. There's a whole lot more to say. May God bless you.